The Jennifer Morgue, Disc 8.
Chapter 12. Power Breakfast. I awaken in a strange bed that feels as if it's vibrating slightly, with a head like thunder and muscles I didn't know I had aching in my arms and legs. The thin light of dawn is pouring in through a porthole. Sleep held me down and tried to drown me, but waking comes as fast as a bucket of seawater in the face. I'm on Billington's yacht. I roll out of bed and use the bathroom. My eyes are bloodshot, and I could strip paint with my chin, but I'm not even remotely sleepy. I'm out of touch with control. That fact is sitting on my shoulder, screaming in my ear with a megaphone. Forget little organizational tics like Griffin. I need to talk to Angleton, and I need to talk to him right now, if not about 6 hours ago, and especially before the upcoming power breakfast. Last night's sense of apathetic passivity is a million miles away, so alien that I frown at myself in the mirror. How the fuck could I do that? It's not like me at all. It's got to be something to do with this gesh that Billington's running on me, the one Ramona refuses to explain in words of one syllable. I can't trust my own reflexes, which sucks mightily. Billington is racing headlong towards a full-scale sanity excursion. He's penetrated the Black Chamber, the auction for Jennifer Morgue is a decoy, and I'm in the shit just about up to my eyebrows, and not a snorkel in sight. Right, I mutter to myself. I look at my clothes from last night in distaste. Let's see. I pull on my trousers and shirt, then pause. Gadgets. Pinky was talking about toys. I snort. I pick up the bow tie, meaning to flick it across the room, then notice something lumpy in either end. That'd be the USB drives with the dogfucker kit, right? Ludicrous, I mutter, and roll the thing up. It'd be bloody handy if they'd locked me in a cell with a computer plugged into Billington's shipboard network, but they're not that stupid. I stare longingly at the bare chunk of space on the desktop. There may be a keyboard stitched into the lining of my cummerbund, but without a machine to plug it into, it's about as much use as a chocolate hacksaw. With nothing to do but wait for breakfast, I sit down next to the flat-screen TV and glance through the titles on the shelf. There's a bunch of paperback thrillers with titles familiar from the movie series. Thunderball, On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Next to them, a bunch of DVDs. It's all the same goddamn series about the most famous non-existent spy in history. Whoever furnished this room had a James Bond fixation. I sigh and pick up the remote, thinking maybe I can watch a mindless movie for a while. Then the screen comes on, showing a familiar menu on a blue background, and I stare at it transfixed, like a yokel who's never seen a television before. Because it's not a TV. It's a flat-screen PC running Windows XP Media Center Edition. They can't be that dumb. It's got to be a trap, I gibber to myself. Not even the clueless cannon fodder in jumpsuits who staff any one of the movies on the shelf would be that dumb. Or would they? I mean, they've got me locked in a broom closet on the bastard's yacht, and everything else is conforming to cliché, so why the hell not? I randomly pull one of the DVDs down from the shelf. It's Thunderball, which seems appropriate, although this yacht makes the Disco Volante look like a bath toy, and use it as an excuse to run my fingers around the rim of the TV. There's a slot for discs, and then just below it, the giveaway. Two small notches for USB plugs. Bingo. Okay, they weren't totally stupid. They took the keyboard and mouse and locked the PC down in kiosk mode with nothing but a TV remote for access. With no administrator password and no keyboard and probably no network connection, they figured it was safe. You figured wrong, I admonish them. I push the disc eject button and a tray pops out and I stick the movie in. Returning to my chair, I pick up the cummerbund and bow tie and drop them on the desk in front of the TV. What else? Oh. I pull on my jacket, frown, then casually take the pen from my inside pocket and toss it on the desk. Finally, I sit down and spend the next 5 minutes doing the obvious thing in the most obvious way imaginable, just in case they're watching.